You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting that the Lord will make our broadcast service a blessing to you. We're opening the musical part of our service today with the selection, Statue of Liberty. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank you today for the freedom that we have in Christ. Whom the Son makes free is free indeed. And we're thankful for the gospel, for the power of the gospel, which enables us to be free from sin and from its bondage. We're thankful for the opportunity of presenting thy gospel to this precious congregation today. We're trusting that wherever our service is reaching, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and make it a blessing to each and to every heart. May you take us, may you take our broadcast, get honor and glory to yourself through it. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Our subject for today's broadcast, When God Turns His Back on a People. Our text of scripture is Romans chapter 11, verses 21 and 22. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God, on them which fell, severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in this goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. Now, God is a God of love. He loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. So salvation is offered to one and all. But salvation is not automatic. And also, I would call your attention to the fact, according to our text today, that it is possible for a person to lose their salvation. Otherwise, thou also shall be cut off if you do not do the bidding and will of God. I want to look at a number of examples today where God spared and where God poured out his wrath. Let's first look at the antediluvian world. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. Genesis chapter 6, verses 5, 6, and the first part of 7. Now, God did not do this without first giving them a warning. For we read in 2 Peter 2, 5, that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Yes, Noah was a righteous man. God spared him and instructed him to prepare an ark for the saving of his soul and of his family. And doubtless while they were building the ark, around 100 years it took to build it, while he was doing that, he was also preaching to them, warning them of what was going to happen. But they did not accept the message. They doubtless mocked him and made fun of him. And whenever the flood came, they were all taken away. So God did not destroy the antediluvian world without first giving them a warning. When we look at Sodom and Gomorrah, the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And when the two angels went into Sodom and Lot begged them to come into his house, the men, young and old, gathered around his house demanding that Lot bring out those two men so that we could know them. And of course, what they meant by that was to have sexual relations with them. And Lot stepped outside of his house and begged them not to do this wickedness. Yes, he pled with them not to do that wickedness. So what they were doing, their lifestyle, was wickedness in the sight of God. And that's why God poured out his wrath upon them, because they were exceedingly wicked. The men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And so God, having warned them, poured out his wrath upon them. Now we look at Abraham. To the Lord he prayed, peradventure 10 righteous people shall be found there, talking about Sodom and Gomorrah, for Abraham had been warned as to what was going to happen if they did not turn from their way. And Abraham pled for Sodom and Gomorrah, and he started out with 50, then 45, and he came on down to 10. And he pled with the Lord, peradventure 10 righteous people shall be found there. And the Lord said to him, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. That's Genesis 18 and 32. So they could not find even 10 righteous people in those cities. And God sent fire and brimstone upon them because of their sinful, wicked, and ungodly ways. Now, after the kingdom of God was divided, or the nation of Israel, was divided after Solomon died. It was divided into two, Israel, the northern kingdom, and Judah, the southern kingdom. The northern kingdom of Israel, after Solomon's death, was divided, I say, and Jeroboam became their king. And that was around 931 B.C. And he led the people away from the worship of the true God. He made a golden calf there at Bethel and one at Dan. And the people began to worship those idols. And they became sinful and wicked as well as worshiping these idols. So he made two golden calves for them to worship. And it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem, he said, because behold thy God, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Can you imagine that? After they had made those golden calves, Jeroboam told them, it's too far for you to go up to Jerusalem. And here's the gods that brought you out of Egypt, which was a lie, but the people began to worship that. And as a result, God sent the Assyrian nation there, the army there, and he destroyed Israel, captured many of them, and carried them away into captivity. So God poured out his wrath upon even those that were supposed to be his chosen people because of their sinful and evil and ungodly ways. That's what our text is talking about when it speaks about how God cut them off, for God spared not the natural branches. And he's referring here to the Israelitish people when he refers to the natural branches. God spared not the natural branches. And he said, for Paul said, take heed, lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and the severity of God on them which fell severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. So from 931 to 722 B.C., Israel had 19 kings, and not one of them was a God-fearing king. And so I say, God allowed the armies of Assyria to come and to capture them and to take them away. The Assyrian army seized Samaria as well, the capital, for 3 years, one of the longest recorded sieges in ancient history. And during the siege, suffering increased daily, and desperation mounted by the hour until the Assyrians finally breached the walls and took the city. And that was the year of 721 B.C. Thus the little country of Israel came to an end. Many were carried away, I say, into captivity because of their sins. God turned his back on them. And then we think about the southern kingdom, the little kingdom of Judah. From 931 to 913, Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, was the ruler or the king over Judah. From 931 to 586 B.C., Judah had 20 kings. Some of them were godly, and some of them were not. Some of them were wicked kings, just like Israel's kings were. And some of them did as bad or worse than Israel, the northern kingdom, had done. Zedekiah was the last king that Judah had. Jeremiah urged Zedekiah to surrender to the city to the Babylonians so that the city would be spared. But he refused to obey Jeremiah. Jeremiah is known as the weeping prophet, and he begged the people to turn from their sinful ways, but they refused to do so. And so God allowed the Babylonian army to come up. In the summer of 587 B.C., the city's food supply ran out. About the same time, the Babylonians finally succeeded in breaching the walls. the army of Babylon set about systematically to devastate the entire country, and not just Jerusalem. They burned Jerusalem, the beautiful temple that Solomon had built was destroyed. Zedekiah's sons were killed right before his eyes, and then his eyes were put out, and he was taken to Babylon as a prisoner. And during the history of these two nations, there were men of God teaching them the truth and warning them about their sinful and their wicked ways. A few of those that warned them was Elijah and Elisha and Samuel and Jeremiah. Yet they would not take heed. They would not turn from their wicked ways. During Christ's sojourn on earth, he came to his own, and his own received him not. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thee, thy children together, even as the hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. Luke chapter 23, verses 37 and 38. So around 68 A.D. through 70, the Roman army came and destroyed the city and carried away people. There were thousands of them died in the city of Jerusalem. God, or the Lord, had told them when they saw certain signs they should flee out of the city, but many of them did the very opposite. They went to the city, and they got so hungry they began to eat their own flesh. And their house was indeed left unto them desolate. The historian Josephus claims that 1,100,000 people were killed during the siege, mostly Jews. 97,000 were captured and enslaved, and some escaped and settled in other countries. Titus, the Roman general, reportedly refused to accept a wreath of victory, as there is no merit in vanquishing people for sake of their own God, who are forsaken by their own God. Because of their sins, God did indeed turn his back on them. Now in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verses 1 through 14, God told Israel how he would bless them if they would obey him and what he would do for them. But beginning with verse 15 on through verse 68 of Deuteronomy 28, God told them what would happen to them. And even there we find the prophecy made that they would eat their own flesh. So God has been good to the people, been merciful to the people. But whenever they turned their back on him, he was forced to pour out his wrath upon them. I will refer to one verse of Scripture in the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. The Lord shall scatter thee among all peoples from one end of the earth even unto the other, and there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. Now, beloved, what about our nation? How many people, a few years ago, how many people would have thought that an individual would have been put in jail because they stood by their religious convictions? It happened. Yes, it happened. And later this year, we're going to have a national election, not only for president, but for the House of Representatives and for one-third of the Senate. Beloved, we need to pray for this coming election. We need to pray for our nation, lest God turn his back upon us. Congress according to the very first Bill of Rights, Congress shall make no law respecting or establishing of religion. No, Congress was not to establish a national religion. They were not to follow the European countries in that way. But not only were they not to establish a national religion, but they were not to make laws respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Where was the religious freedom of this person that was put in jail some time back? Congress is making laws that is infringing on our religious freedom, and they're disregarding the Bill of Rights as well as the Constitution of the United States. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. If you want to read how what God's attitude will be towards those that forsake Him, not only read Deuteronomy 28, but also read in the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verses 24 through 31. Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh and desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own doings. That's Proverbs chapter 1, verses 24 through 31. Father, bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741. If our broadcast is a blessing to you, we'd be thankful to hear from you. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org.
Oh, come to the Savior, thou poor, weary soul. 'Tis Jesus in the power of His blood, would He now make thee whole and fit thee to dwell in His home. To be lost in the night, in eternity, if thou turn from the light. eyes do